Welcome to the E-commerce Made Simple podcast. I'm Jérôme Deguigny, your host, and today I'm super excited because I have invited Jeff Cohen from Amazon. He's a tech evangelist and very well known in the space, and he's going to talk to us about all the things which happened at Unboxed in New York and in London 2023. And for this introduction, I'm even more happier to have Nella, head of advertising, to introduce a topic. And I know, Nella, you were very excited about those announcements too. Do you want, what was your best announcements in your view?
Yes, Jerome. So it looks to me like the Amazon Ads team have been in their labs producing new, very exciting features that will allow sellers to reach new heights in terms of brand awareness, products exposure, and KPIs measurement. I'm talking about the possibility, for example, to run sponsored TV ads without the high paywalls that they have been behind until now. So would you agree that Amazon is becoming not only the best place to sell on, but simply the best place to be on?
I totally agree. It's been like that for some while now, but it's becoming even more important. Like, other e-commerce platforms help you promote your product a lot, but Amazon is really the platform that lets your brand and your identity shine and let you connect with your customer at a very deeper level. Now you probably see that recently they just announced various social media deals with social media platforms such as Meta, Snapchat recently, so that they will completely have a seamless experience. Customers will be able to buy directly within the Meta platform, that's Instagram and Facebook. And that shows their commitment to moving to a more and more holistic approach to selling and promoting. Now, I know there is one feature, one thing we work a lot and we're very excited about is AMC. And I think that was also very important to you, Nella.
Yes, exactly. So they have spoken about the AMC sandbox environment. And it sounds like it consists of a safe space to experiment, to test on. And my question to you is, since this makes it safer for people to experiment and to test, do you think it will change the necessity for sellers and vendors to work with agencies and partners?
Well, it's true that for DSP and specifically for AMC, it's difficult for brands to do it on their own. There's a lot of things to learn, and it's a very exciting space for the agencies, of course, and a really good space to show value and to deliver value. Actually, we'll be talking about that with Jeff in a second. And Amazon believes that the partners is the way to go, and we're thrilled about that because we also believe, and that's why we are working hard to be able to deliver. So hope everyone enjoyed the show, and see you soon. Bye-bye. Welcome everyone to the E-commerce Made Simple podcast. Today I'm super happy to welcome Jeff Cohen. Jeff, hi. Great to have you today.
Yeah, it's so great to be on. You and I get to have these conversations a lot when we connect in person. It's awesome to be able to do this and share it with your audience.
Exactly. So usually on our podcast, we have a lot of specialists, we have brands coming and a lot of people, but it's the first time we have someone from the tech part of Amazon. So I'm super excited. I'm also super excited because I came back from Amazon Unboxed, or Amazon Advertising Unboxed in New York, and then Amazon Unboxed in London. So there was a lot of energy and new stuff coming up. So I wanted to share a bit of that energy. And Jeff knows all of the new stuff which is coming up. And to be fair, I really recommend everyone to follow Jeff on LinkedIn because that's where he's most vocal. And you can have all the updates and everything which is happening. And it's a great way to know what's going on Amazon. So to get started, usually we ask about our visitor, a fun fact about yourself and a bit who you are. So Jeff, up to you.
Yeah, that's great. So fun fact about myself, married 20 years now, just had my 20 year anniversary, have three kids. I don't want to date myself, but one of them is about to graduate and start university. I love to travel. I get to do that with my job. I get to do that with my family. I get to do that with my wife. I'd say that when I'm not traveling, I like to find a nice whiskey and sip on it by the pool. So those are probably some interesting fun facts about me.
Exactly. That's another point I share with you. So love that point. How many countries have you visited this year? Do you have an idea?
Oh, let's see. This year, 4 countries, I think. Yeah, 4 countries.
Okay, but it's like Japan, the United
Japan,
States.
Yeah, Japan, France, China, and obviously the US. So yeah.
So it's like it's quite far apart. So and within the US, like a lot of traveling. So that's great. So a bit about, so we got to know about the fun part of yourself, which is really very interesting, and I know a bit, and it's great. Now let's get to know a bit about your professional side. What do you do in Amazon?
Yeah, so I'm a tech evangelist, and that means that I kind of sit at the crossroads between product marketing and business development. I started my e-commerce career back in 2005. I kind of stumbled into e-commerce by mistake. I was working for a company, and our CEO asked me to start a website, and the website was textbooks.com. So I kind of got into the D2C side of the space, and 50% of our business was being done on Amazon and other marketplaces.
You were a competitor of Amazon. You were doing books like Amazon then.
Well, I wouldn't say. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say I was a competitor. We were both in the book space. Everything was growing at that point. But we also sold on Amazon, right? So 50% of our sales were through the Amazon marketplace, which is what kind of turned me on to the marketplace. And then in 2012, I started becoming a seller on Amazon. I started launching some private label products. And in 2013, I launched a tech company with some friends called Feedback Genius, or today it goes by the name Seller Labs. And I was with that company for about 8 years before I joined Amazon. So in my role, I have this interesting place where I bring the outside in. So what am I learning from partners like you? And I take the inside out. How do I take what we're doing here at Amazon and share it with the community?
Cool. So like quite an extensive experience. I didn't know you had started like selling books. So that's actually also a fun fact. I love the idea, to me at least, that you were a competitor of Amazon. That sounds like very, very strong, very great idea. So now you've joined, Amazon has gone a bit bigger than textbooks.com actually. But so that's first thing on you. I wanted to know, so there was lots of announcements. To be fair, the most of the announcements were done in New York, and then like London was an echo of that, those announcements. But on those announcements, what are the three main ones, if we had to take only three, which you love best, and why a bit?
Yeah, so I'm going to say that there were, these are the three best announcements that I enjoyed, besides this unique honor that I had of bestowing a non-Bobbleen bobblehead to you at our Amazon Ads Partner Gala event. So maybe we could show people the non-Bobbleen bobblehead. So our first one was Sponsored TV, which is, we can get into it in a little bit more, but it's basically democratizing TV advertising, making it self-service. The other is Gen AI for sponsored brand ads. So how do you take your image and scale the creation of images? And then the third is really around AMC audiences, and how do you use the power of AMC to find new audiences, to find new shoppers for your brand?
I think those are the three ones which like capture most interest and are really amazing. Now, if I'm a brand, I'm listening and you know, I'm or an agency, and I know, okay, which one should I implement right now? Like which are the burning ones, let's say.
Yeah. So if you have brands that are selling in the US, all three of these are available to you. Sponsored TV and Gen AI are both in beta, but they're pretty widely rolled out by this point. If you're not in the US, just hang tight, and those two, you know, should be expanded globally. AMC Audiences, which is also in beta, is available, you know, globally throughout all of EU, throughout the US, and several other regions. So those are the ones that you can take advantage of, you know, right away.
Okay, great. And so you spoke a bit about the difference US and Europe, and you know, I'm always very vocal about, okay, bring those things to us, bring those things to us. Although we do handle campaigns in the US, and it's a great way to learn that. But talking specifically to the European audience, which of the announcements, not only those three, but on the larger scale, which are already available in Europe, which brands can really take advantage of?
Yeah, that's a great question. And obviously, we, you know, try to scale all of our products globally as quickly as possible, as quickly as what makes sense. The ones that we talked about through the last couple of weeks that you guys should be probably most excited about. One is we opened up what's called an Amazon Marketing Cloud sandbox. And what I think is really cool about the sandbox is that it allows you to start to play in a simulated environment without actually affecting a live AMC instance. And so this is allowing people who want to learn more about the functionality of AMC to be able to kind of get their hands dirty and get in and really start kind of learning from it, learning how the signals work, learning how the queries work, and learning more about the product altogether. Another one that rolled out through global is Amazon Marketing Stream added signals from ADSP. We also released the Rapid Retail Analytics. And then Amazon DSP is also launching what we call gold-based bidding. And this is helping our advertisers to really specify a performance target for their campaigns, and then allowing the Amazon DSP to automatically optimize the bids in real time. It's allowing you to like maximize your performance within the targets that you're trying to reach. Other than that, you can also access like add to cart and new to brand, which are detailed page view metrics. And you can access those through the ad console or through the API. And those new to brand metrics are a great way for you to be viewing the number of people who are new to your detail page, who had not previously viewed the detail page in the last 365 days with an ASIN of the same brand. And so the new metrics are really a way for you to have other signals to identify that your ads are driving the type of behavior that you're seeking to drive.
That's awesome. And whilst you were talking about the AMC sandbox, I just recalled that one of the sessions I loved about Amazon Unbox on tour in London is the hands-on session we had with Gloria Steiner from Perpetua, who went through like really going into the AMC instance and creating your own queries or that sort of hands-on, and having a sandbox where you can play with things is amazing, because like when you're not using it every day, like such as brands, or you want to learn, or even you have an agency but you want to get a feeling about it, it's a great way to get, you know, get to learn about stuff. Now, on one of the things you were talking about, could you deep dive a bit on rapid retail analytics? Because that sounds like very interesting. We're interested in like advertising, but also like we help brands on a larger scale scope also, and like understanding the retail insights. What that rapid retail analytics means for people? Because I think that's also a game changer.
Yeah. So Stream, when it first came out a little over maybe a year and a half ago now, was really a new delivery system for us to be able to push data to our partners versus them having to request it via API. I don't want to get overly technical, but that's probably the simple way I would say it's a push system versus request system. And we released a lot of different signals around sponsored products, sponsored brands, sponsored display, and now ADSP. But one of the big requests that we got was, how do we also get some of the retail analytics pushed through this similar system? And so the retail analytics are giving you your sales, which allows you to calculate your conversion, get that all at that hourly basis, to tie those signals into your advertising signals and understand how your advertising is performing. with relation to your overall, you know, retail sales and how it's performing.
I think that's super important because we know those days, like ROI, you know, you're investing, how much is that generating in sales, is super important because times are tough and you really want to make sure that you're making the most of it. So Amazon is really providing the like impressive tools to make sure that you improve your ROI. And I specifically like that one. Now, talking about the I think one of the things which I really like with the full funnel approach and the upper part of the funnel. And I found that more and more Amazon is becoming more and more relevant in the upper part of the funnel, like the lower part of the funnel. Amazon, to like from my point of view, is unbeatable. Now, on the upper part of the funnel, there is more competition, let's say. And I found that the announcements specifically on sponsored TV ads were really a very interesting move and a game changer. Could you give me or give us a bit more of on your point of view, what does that mean and what's you know, what's to come or what's your feeling on that?
Yeah, so I think that I think you're right, right? Like when we look at television has always been kind of you know, something that brands want, right? It's got a cachet to it that you're able to advertise on television. But the challenge with television is that it's really expensive to run ads and it's expensive to design creative. And you have to do it right, right? You can't really go to TV and not have TV quality type of content. And so what we really tried to do is what I'll say is democratize this to make it available to all brands and all advertisers. We did this in a couple of ways. One, we made it self-service. Two, there's no minimum spend. And three, if you're willing to make a minimum commitment, we will help you produce the content that you need to have a TV, you know, quality ad. And this really puts together programming with content, you know, connecting on and off Amazon, and it creates this wider audience for you to reach new shoppers. And so the way the ads work is they're interactive. So imagine that you're watching you're watching TV on like a Fire TV and an ad pops up. That ad is going to have either a QR code or it's going to have the capability to use the remote to either add to cart, save for later, or get more information. And I think it's really cool that we're building the interactivity into the advertising so that as people are kind of discovering your product through the TV medium, they have the opportunity to, you know, move from the awareness to the consideration or purchase phase.
Yeah, I love that because basically, just for people to see, if you're familiar with the PPC console, like sponsored products, like where you have sponsored products, sponsored brands, sponsored display. Now you will have another box with sponsored TV, and for me, it's a bit like when sponsored display is like all of a sudden you're opening a full inventory of placement of ad placements, which is amazing for the TV part. And on one of the things you said is indeed Amazon can help you produce a video. And I think you visited the studios, right? I saw a video of
yeah. On so that LinkedIn. I visited the Amazon Live Studios, but when we're talking about sponsored TV, the thing that I want to kind of caution the listener to is that like TV isn't for everybody. And you need to kind of understand when your brand is ready for TV. And some of the like signals that you might look for that you're ready for TV is that you've already understand how sponsored brands and sponsored display work, and you've already been investing in those ad types. This is a way to kind of scale to get more reach when you're already used to those ad types. And so with it being self-service, you know, if you have content, you can go and you can start to experiment and you can start to try, but make sure your brand is kind of ready for it. And make sure that, you know, you're ready for how you're going to measure it, because the measurement of sponsored TV is a little bit different because it's not just driving people to make a purchase. So the traditional ROI isn't always going to demonstrate what sponsored TV can do. But when you start to look at awareness type of metrics, such as increased brand search, increased purchases for new to brand, time of the video being watched, number of clicks of the QR code. Those are the types of signals that you can use to identify whether your sponsored TV is working or not.
Yeah, I think that's a great point to make, because we get excited by new stuff, but like back sometimes to the basics. It's like the funnel, you have to start and to be good at the different parts of the funnel, and it doesn't make sense to go like on the top at the beginning, or the ROI won't be the same, right? So I think that's a great,
correct.
That's a great insight. Now, I'd like to come to one of my really favorite topics, or something we are investing at e-commerce a lot of time and energy and resources, is Amazon Marketing Cloud. So probably if people are not very familiar with the AMC or Amazon Marketing Cloud, they've misunderstood or didn't understand all of the new announcements. So let's take a moment to dive into it. So could you explain us a bit from a non-technical people, so like AMC for dummies kind of thing. Could you explain also why it's so relevant, and we believe it as super relevant, and what's the latest from Onbox on this?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because I think that AMC is a very technical tool, and it has a lot of safety built into it in terms of how information is pseudonymized, so that customer information isn't shared. And how information is connected when you bring first party and third party. And so it can get very technical when you're trying to understand. But if I was to break it down and make it really simple, what I would say is that AMC is a tool for measuring your advertising. And it's doing it in a privacy safe manner that allows you to see the specific paths of purchase that shoppers may take to buy your products, and to understand which shopper journeys are providing you the best return on your ad spend. So that's probably like the most simple way I would describe it. Now, why is it relevant for brands? The biggest reason why it's relevant for brands is that we're moving into a cookieless world, right? So in October of 2024, Chrome is supposed to deprecate the cookie. Ad identifiers are already moving away from mobile devices and such. And as that happens, we need a way to understand how our ads are performing. And so AMC, as I mentioned, doesn't just allow you to see what's happening within Amazon, but it also allows you to connect first-party data. So first-party data would be like data that you have from your own website or from other first-party sources that you may purchase data from. It's taking that data through, if I get technical, hashtags, and pseudonymize the data so that there's no identifiers, but it's connecting it in a way that allows you to understand what's happening. And it helping you to measure what you know, which is like the things that I talked about with like path to purchase and things like that. But it also is helping you identify things you haven't even thought of. So think about like, how many times is the right number of times to show an ad, sponsored product, sponsored display? And then like, if somebody has shown a certain level of engagement, how many more times do you want to show that ad? And so with AMC, you can start to kind of get to that level of granularity to understand what type of frequency you want to have. The other really cool thing with AMC is that you can use our AMC audience tool, which I kind of mentioned earlier, and AMC is going to actually build new audiences for you to market to. And these might be audiences that you've never thought of, like ancillary or secondary uses of your products that could be really highly relevant audiences that you've never even thought of marketing to. And I think what's cool about that is that that's where the power really starts to come in, because you're really exponentially growing the potential audience for showing your ad, which brings a whole opportunity of bringing new shoppers to your business.
And like I said, for us that's huge, and we see like enormous results, like improvements for the brands which are using that. I remember Gloria during Onbox was mentioning that AMC is like a room full of people which is closed, so people can't see from the outside who's inside. So it's like your data which is anonymized, and you just put request through the bottom of the door, and you put a file. I'd like to know how many of you have bought at the same time after seeing a DSP DSP ad and a sponsored brand and a sponsored display. And we talked together inside that room and we said, yeah, so actually 35 of us, and you send the paper through the door again. So it's nobody knows exactly who it was, but they have the results. And I thought that was a clever way of explaining how AMC works. But so that's one of the things we're super excited about. At one, like, shout out is in our team, Claudio Clement. You can follow him on LinkedIn. He's publishing a lot about all the different reports and all the different insights you can get from AMC. Sorry. So I highly recommend you to follow him on LinkedIn also. Now, moving, because there's so many things to go through, but moving to another one, which got a lot of attention from the community, is the AI powered image creation, where you can, like, a bit like ChatGPT, let's say, you can ask the system to create, like, you have the main product, and then you can ask to have a different background, to have different colors, you could have a holiday theme or whatever, and then use it for your advertising. So could you tell us a bit more about it? I think it's super relevant for a lot of other things we mentioned in the community about, you know, for product detail page, but, you know, one day for posts and also for like social, a lot of different things. So there's a lot of expectation, the excitement about this new release, right?
Yeah, I think that I think we can all agree that Gen AI is a huge buzzword of 2023, right? If I have to write like my headline for the end of the year. But we all need to, like, again, take this step back and realize that we're at the very early stages of what this is, what it means, what it can do, who's an expert at it, all these kind of things, right? I agree. This product in general is pretty cool. Like you said, you give it an ASIN, it pulls an image, and then using natural language allows you to alter that image to create lifestyle images. But we also saw at Amazon Accelerate, which is our retail conference, some additional tools that are being built that are using Gen AI to build listings, right? Your titles, your keywords, your bullet points. And so again, like, we're in the very early days of, like, what this is and what this means, but I think you can get a general gist of, like, what Amazon is trying to do, which is to help you be more efficient and effective with your time, right? And I think that's the value that Gen AI has. And I think the other thing that we really want to do is that we want to help to reduce time in operational processes that have been typically difficult for brands to scale. And I think that's, like, a true win-win for everybody. And, you know, those are the types of tools that we're working to build and why we've developed them. Because, you know, we heard that a lot of people who were trying to scale creative had challenges with the cost and the time associated with scaling creative. And so this tool is a tool that's designed to help solve that problem.
I think, like, it's a great reminder, and there's a lot of people who have been testing that and saying, okay, that some of the pictures are not yet perfect and some, like, look like a bit stupid, and, like, the system is learning, basically, because that's the base of it. So you're right that we should be patient in the, like, it will storm our world probably, but it's taking it step by step, right? So it's,
yeah, but I'll add one more thing, right? You have in your catalog, you have hero products, and then you have, like, main catalog products, right? You may not use Gen AI for every product in your catalog. You may not use Gen AI to write product listings for every product in your catalog. But when you need to scale something across a catalog of 100, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 SKUs, now all of a sudden, how do you change all of those images? Right. And so, like, that's, I think, where the power comes in is the power of being able to do things at scale. And so, listen, there'll always be skeptics who think there's a better way to do it. Great. If you have a better way to do it, please, by all means, like, do it. Like, you should do what's best for your brand. If you've had challenges in scaling, this is another tool for you to consider using. And I think Amazon has produced a lot of these tools over time. Whether it's, like, our video brand builder, right, which opened up access to make videos for your brand for free. And, you know, are there more advanced ways to make videos for your brand? Absolutely. But by democratizing this and making it available to all, we know that we're helping the shopper experience. And like, that's what we work backwards from, right? We work backwards from an improved shopper experience. And we know that lifestyle images help shoppers make decisions in purchasing. We know that videos help shoppers make decisions in purchasing. And so the tools that we create are designed to work backwards from the customer. And by all means, like, if you want to make other types of investments, we encourage you to do what's right for your brand.
100%. And today I was visiting a customer in France, actually, with whom we've been working, and they have a huge catalog. They have 5,000 SKUs. And like, they work in all the countries. So like, basically that's 5,000 times 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever countries in Europe right. They're working in. So like, if you have localized content, if you have, and of course the text will be localized, but pictures could be sometimes localized. Like you say, it's very difficult to handle it without it costing a fortune. So I think it's really the way forward. And it's interesting how it's going to shape the work we do. But more interestingly, like you said, the way it will impact for customers to have, like, in some smaller countries where the language is less, or like there's less users, let's say it's like one of the smaller countries in Europe, let's say in Dutch, the number of Dutch speakers is less. It's like, how do you make sure that the Dutch customer also gets content for him? That's a real
exactly
question.
Exactly. And, you know, Amazon also has translation services. I'll just kind of throw that pitch in, right?
Exactly.
I'm not trying to pitch anything, but Amazon is trying to solve all of those problems because it makes a better shopper experience. And like, that's, again, what we have to be thinking about is what's that shopper experience and how do we make that shopper happy to search, find, and buy a product that is a 5-star experience?
Exactly. 100%. Now, one of the topics I find is actually non-technical, very simple, and not talked enough about is brand stores. And that's one we like, on all the brands we work with, we really focus a lot of time on that because we really believe in it. And in that sort of galaxy of products, you've got Brand Posts and Amazon Live, which for me is in the same family. It's different teams inside Amazon, but for brands, it's the same kind of thing, which is content you're creating or you're sharing with your customers on the side of the PDP, right? So yep. Could you give, maybe re-explain what it is, you know, and explain why it's so relevant and why I'm so excited about it?
Yeah.
And about that, and what are the new things? Is any AI things happening on that side or not?
Yeah. Let me break this down. Okay, first, stores and posts, right? They're relevant because first, they're free tools that you can use to tell your brand story, right? They're tools that you can use to engage with shoppers and ultimately discover new shoppers. And they ultimately become an extension of your brand. So I'll give you an example. My daughter came downstairs one day. She was wearing a hoodie. I loved the hoodie that she was wearing. I said, "Where did you get that from?" She said, "Amazon." I looked at the back of her hoodie. I got the brand. We went to the brand store. We bought 4 more pieces of clothing from that brand because she bought it. She liked it. She wanted to see what else they had. She went to the store. The store really was designed in a way that allowed her to shop more, right? To find some sweatpants and some other things. Post, as you mentioned, is more of like a social stream on Amazon. You can kind of decide what you want to highlight, what products, and you're trying to create this inspiration for other people to buy your products or to discover your products. It's free and it's showing up in many different locations. And you really want to kind of be focusing with posts on lifestyle images, right? How is the product being used? Not just a picture of the product. Amazon Live is a little bit of a different product. It's part of, you know, the live shopping experience. Now, there's definitely some tie-ins to that and into stores, but it's really a dynamic two-way format that's combining this like idea of like visual storytelling, social interaction, and real-time shopping all at the same time. And then you can either choose to put your product into a live shopping experience that's hosted by a celebrity or an influencer, or you can create your own Amazon live shopping experience, right? So there's both a self-service model and there's like a managed service, like sponsorship model that truly is designed to, you know, drive discovery and find new customers. As you mentioned earlier, I had the pleasure of touring the Amazon Live Studio. We can put a link to it in this post. And it was really fun. They have all these like little rooms set up for like influencers to do live shoots. And so some of the influencers come into our studios and do the shoots. Some of them just do them in their own facility. But, you know, it's really designed to create this interactive storytelling through live shopping, which, you know, is definitely picking up its steam. You know, it's very, very popular in Asia, and it's picking up, you know, some momentum outside of Asia.
Yeah, and to be fair, we've had brands, and actually the smaller brands adapt much more agile, and some of our customers just say, okay, they say, okay, I'll take my phone and I'll download the app and I'll start filming myself and I'll do a live. And we've had several brands with the owners like started like that, and actually it's amazing, and it does create a bit of interactivity and people can re-look at it, and it's a really great experience. It's like, for me, it's anything which, again, you're going up a funnel and you're trying to build the awareness of your brand. So that for me,
yeah, but you're able to talk about the features, you're able to talk about how it works, you're able to talk about how you use it, right? So it's way more than just like a static ad or even like a video ad where you're trying to get something across in 15, you know, seconds or more or less. And so in the live experience, you typically want to have some kind of like theme, right? Or something like that. It is a commitment to build your own live channel, right? You've got to have a commitment of consistency and storytelling and all of that. But there's also, you know, ways to do it where you interact with people who have already built their channels. So I would suggest everyone just goes to amazon.com/live. Check it out. If you don't know what it is, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen a live broadcast, check it out and see, you know, just kind of how other brands are using it. And maybe that'll inspire you to think of other ways to be using it yourself.
100%. And I remember watching the first live of the brands we work with, and it was a bit emotional to see them and see the interaction and the stories and they tell, and specifically when it's the creator of the product and telling their story, it's really quite strong. Now, yes. Covering another thing which struck me and I thought was really interesting was that Amazon Marketing Stream. So you'll have to explain us a bit, what is Amazon Marketing Stream, AMS, or Amazon Marketing Stream, I think it goes now by, is now available for DSP ads, because it was available for the other ads and now it's for DSP. So could you explain us a bit that? What does that mean? What's the benefit?
Yeah, just because I've worked hard to not call it AMS, we'll call it Amazon Marketing Stream, or Stream. Is, again, it's a push-based system, and it's pushing real-time information or near real-time information for you to be able to unlock these hourly signals, and to, you know, the value that it really brings is that it's this level of granularity to both have bid management and budget management. And a lot of the power of Stream is really driven by machine learning and the back end that like a technology provider would add to it to help these rich data signals to really drive how your advertising is working. So think about like getting a notification that like your budget, you're about to go out of budget, and then being able to automate a process that changes your budget, shifts your budget around so that a campaign that's performing, you know, to the metrics that you want doesn't run out of budget, and you can continue to make those investments. And what we see with brands that are using Stream data is that they really are able to keep their budgets, and reduce that out of budget time, which is ensuring that they're showing their ads to relevant audiences when those relevant audiences are looking to buy. There's also the ability to really drive the granular bid management, which is, you know, optimizing your ads to really meet your goals. And I think that, you know, Stream is really been an important tool for brands, not just in like tentpole events, but in understanding the ebb and flow of their business throughout the day and throughout the month, because we're all looking to manage our budgets over daily, weekly, monthly time periods, and having an understanding of when the best time to invest that makes a lot of sense and helps us to invest our resources in the most efficient way possible.
I think that's super relevant just before Black Friday, Cyber Monday, because those are the times, and even before, you don't want to run out of you know, your ad campaigns. And I was talking to a major American brand and saying, okay, when they go out of budget and the product are less advertised, they could be losing hundreds of thousands. So it's like can have a great impact. And this granularity, it doesn't make sense for all brands all the time, but at some points, like specifically during the holiday season and the promotional season, is like it's something you really want to be on top of. Another thing is and a bit to wrap up on the other questions is I've seen as an Amazon partner that Amazon Advertising is investing a lot in the partnership network, and there's now a lot of agencies which are verified, and that we can feel there's love and we're taken really good care of, and that we're really pushed. And I was really grateful to be recognized, for example, with my bobblehead, which was fun. But I there's a lot of investment and time and things done by Amazon. We know they are data driven, and people of Amazon are, you know what they're doing. So could you give us a bit, like, what does that mean for brands? Why is Amazon Advertising spending so much time on partners?
Yeah, you know, obviously I believe in the investment that Amazon Ads has made in partners, because I was a partner, and then I left that company to come join Amazon and be part of the partner team. So I clearly am a great example of what I feel the investment is that Amazon Ads is making into partners. Today we have over 1,800 partners, very similar to yours, that are around technology or agencies or service providers in the space. And really what our partners are doing is they are a big part of like how Amazon Ads operates and how we see things at scale. Our partners can help provide us this rapid feedback during our product development. So like we've talked a lot about Stream on this, and that's a great example of a product that was truly built based on the challenges that our partners were facing. And so our partners were telling us what they were trying to do, and we went and solved that by building a totally new product for our partners to be able to use. Ultimately, partners have this local expertise that are helping brands scale their ads, right? So if I take your agency, for example, you have teams throughout Europe and now in the US. And this allows you to understand not just the context of what people are trying to do. I'm sorry, not just the content of what people are trying to do, but the context of what they're trying to do. And this is allowing our brands to, you know, have the local success and the regional success and the global success that they're looking for. And I always say that agencies or any tech provider ultimately needs to become an extension of the brands that they're representing. I like to remind people that the agency partner relationship is truly a partnership, and a partnership is a two-way street. And you need to be kind of in lockstep with the partner that you're working with, make sure the expectations are set right, and make sure that you guys are working together to meet the objectives. And, you know, when done right, and when invested in correctly, partners are a way for brands to accelerate their growth. And that's what I think is so exciting. And you know, Amazon has invested in an API first mentality, which means that our partners get access to the same technology that's on the ad console. And like I said, they're a big part of our feedback process for understanding what the products are, how they're going to be used and how they need to be developed.
Well, and I couldn't agree more, of course, being an agency. But what I find interesting is that there's 1,800. So it's not like there's scarcity of offering, and there's lots of different agencies, and every agency will have like a strength or something. It could be like a chemical or like so you like or you trust the person or what they're saying. But often cases, in some cases, some companies could come to us and it's less of our strengths, or, you know, or they need something else with someone who's got a different story, a different background. And it, that's what I find super interesting in that environment, is that it's growing very fast and there's so much, so many people and with so many different profiles, which I think is, like you said, it's a two-way street. So you really need to find someone which fits with you. And
well, what I think is really cool is that there is a very large, diverse set of partners that cover a wide range of different skills. But for the most part, probably not 100%, but for the most part, everyone's really friendly and they're all part of the community and they all want to give back and they're all sharing information and they're all thought leaders and they're all speaking at conferences. And I think that's really cool too, because we all learn from each other. And a lot of what I get to do on a daily basis is interact with people like yourself. But I also know that you interact with a lot of your competitors and you're connected with them and you're learning from them and they're learning from you. And I think that that part of the community that's been built, I think, is one of the best parts of my job and what I get to do on a daily basis, is that I get to kind of inject into that and help grow that and help amplify that. And, you know, so I'll just take a second and thank you, not just for what your company does, but for also what you do for the community. Cause I think it's very important. It's very vital. And I think it ultimately creates this richness that we all, you know, we all get better. We're all doing better because of that.
Well, thank you very much. And at least I'm not suffering at all from being in that community. That's for sure. And
you didn't pay me to say that. So
not even that's true. So just maybe to wrap up, and that's the last question. Unbox was, I find, to my, on my sincere point of view, both in New York and London, very successful. It was sold out very quickly. So it's probably, the question I will ask is probably pointless, but here you go. It's like, why would you recommend brands to go next year and to book the ticket as soon as possible? Because like we said, it goes very fast, both like if you're in the States for New York and maybe on tour, hopefully in London next year.
Yeah, I think that there's two reasons to it. I'm a big fan of events in general. I think events are a great way to meet people, to connect, to have face-to-face conversations. What's really cool about Unboxed is that the keynote is really cool and it's really exciting and it has a lot of information. But then, like you said, you were in this hands-on keyboard session with Gloria and you learned all this additional information. And so most of the key keynote addresses, the big, you know, product drops that came from the keynote, all had kind of individual sessions that were part of the content as well, which gave everybody this more in-depth knowledge of, okay, that's great. Now I know about sponsored TV, but what do I do with it? Okay, now I go to the session and I can learn more about it. And so it's this opportunity to kind of take a whole bunch of information and consolidate it down into a short period of time, which for some people can be overwhelming, but for some people it can be very exhilarating. And I also think that one other thing that's important to keep in mind, whether you attend Unboxed, Accelerate, or any event, is it's, and we kind of mentioned this in this episode, but like, it's exciting to talk about what's new, but you can also rediscover things that you hadn't thought about, right? So maybe you hadn't thought about stores in a while, you hadn't thought about posts in a while, you hadn't thought about how to use new to brand metrics in a while. It's not just about what's new and what's exciting. It's also about like what's evolved and what's changed. And I like to say that, you know, Amazon is constantly evolving. And that means that things that used to work a certain way before aren't going to necessarily work that way now. And things that used to work for your brand or didn't work for your brand a year or 2 years ago are things that you may want to be rediscovering for your brand today. Your brand is growing, your brand is changing, so is Amazon, so is Amazon Ads. So you want to kind of be keeping that constant flow of understanding of what different levers, since we're in the EU, and I'll use the lever term instead of levers, what kind of levers you want to pull, right? And I think that's another, you know, big benefit you get from being at an event.
I 100% agree. For me, it was really, you had two main things. One is with the energy in the room. Like, there's so many like-minded people, open, benevolent from most, you know, and kind, and really wanting to grow things, to learn things. And that, like, you feel like you're in the right place, at least for me. And the second thing is, like you said, is there's so much things happening. You feel like this energy about stuff happening. You feel, okay, I should be there, because if I don't pay attention, I might, you know, lose a bit what's happening. So it's very important to be, you won't get 100% of it because there's so many things, but you're on top of things, you're getting energized. And also I come up with loads more ideas than before, and lots of new things I want to try and with the team and so on. So I would highly recommend both, I think, New York, but also the one in Europe, which I hope really will happen next year and be even better.
Sounds great. Well, appreciate you having me on. I'm glad we were able to share with your audience. As you mentioned at the beginning, you can follow me on LinkedIn. You know, reach out if you have any questions.
Indeed. Thanks a lot, Jeff. It was a great episode. Loads of things to unbox again. Yeah, do follow Jeff. That's worth the while. Thank you very much, everyone. And I'll see you soon.